What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners. What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners.
Hello everyone, this is Isaac from IlluminatiWatcher.com. You are listening to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. Today I'd like to talk about a special offer I've got. This is only for the Conspiracy Theory and Unpopular Culture listeners. You know I like to sneak in contests here and there to give away what I can. And today I'm going to give away 25 copies of the Audible audiobook I just created for Kubrick's Code. All you have to do is go to IlluminatiWatcher.com and go to the article that you see on the front page. It'll be on the front page. It's called Kubrick's Code Analysis of 2001, A Clockwork Orange, The Shining, and Eyes Wide Shut. And if you're listening to this August 2016 podcast, I will run this contest until September 1st, 2016. All you have to do is go to that article, put a comment that you would like a free copy or you'd like to enter the contest or something along those lines, along that nature, and I will enter you into the contest in which I will run it through my Excel spreadsheet and randomize, and the top 25 will get a free copy. Just that easy. By the way, you do not need to provide me your real name. That's what happens when you try to fill out a comment on IlluminatiWatcher.com. You'll see that it wants a name and an email address. Feel free to put whatever name you like. I use a pseudonym. By all means, if you want to do that, go for it. It's not necessary. I just need a valid email address, and I will email you, if you win, the promo code in which you could download Kubrick's Code from audible.com. The other caveat I'd like to mention is that I will not be using your email address for anything. I will not sign you up for my free email newsletter. Even though it's an awesome free service I provide, I will not do anything with it except email you if you win. So again, you've got till September 1st. Just go on the website, find that article, put a comment in, boom, done. Now, another thing I'd like to talk about is if you do not win or you are not interested in the audiobook, there are many other options to obtain my project, Kubrick's Code, which I'll explain here in this podcast. After my ramble, I will provide some audio from a promotional video I just made for the Illuminati Watcher 1 YouTube channel. And it kind of goes into the details of what this project's all about if you haven't heard of this yet. And you'll get privy to some of the symbolism I break down, some of the conspiracy theories behind these popular films, and so on. It all started out with a book I wrote called Kubrick's Code. And in it, I have these full-color images of screenshots from the movies. And then from there, I made a video which has some of the clips from the movies. And even from there, I made a second revised version of that video about a month ago, which includes an analysis of 2001, because previously I did not have that. And I also polished it up a little bit, provided an intro, because you'll notice over the years I've kind of refined my act, so to speak. Entertainment is not my thing. I'm not really great at it, so I try to make it a more watchable video. So yeah, you can read the video, or I'm sorry, you can read the book. It's available on Amazon Kindle. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, I've got a shop tab on which you can find the links for all of this stuff. But I've also sell it on my Gumroad store, which is actually your better bet, because on the Gumroad store, you'll get the PDF, which is readable on almost anything. and you'll also get to download the video and watch it on the computer. Now, if you do not want to watch it that way, I've also got a DVD I just created. I've got a nice, comes in a cool little case with the artwork, and I've even got the sticker labels on the DVDs. I just got done setting that all up and printing those out. So again, while supplies last, you can get the DVD, you can get a paperback through my Gumroad store that's autographed while supplies last, of course. So there's many options. You can go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, go to the shop tab, you'll find it on there. You'll find the links to everything. Or you can try to get this Audible audiobook download, free promo code till September 1st. You know what to do. Alright, without any further ado, here is the audio from the video I just created for the Illuminati Watcher 1 YouTube channel. This is one last teaser for the Kubrick's Code project. Enjoy. Thank you much. Did I say I was done? Sorry. Just kidding. Two more things I want to talk about. First, big shout out to Gabdullah the Butcher. He's the one that provided me some new beats so I can get some updated production on my videos and podcasts. So if you want to check him out, maybe buy some of his beats at Gabdullah Butcher, on Twitter. Also, if you do win this Kubrick's Code, or if you listen to or buy any of my books, the only thing I ask is if you do enjoy it, please leave a comment on Amazon.com or Audible.com, a review, a star rating, whatever it is. That's the thing that helps me the most, because that helps other people gauge on whether or not they want to check out that product as well. The ultimate goal here is I want to spread awareness of these ideas and theories. That's all I ask of you. Thank you much again. Stanley Kubrick was one of the greatest filmmakers of all time. Conspiracy theorists believe that he hid many messages and symbols in his movies. I've analyzed several films to determine what this hidden code is, and these messages are revealed in Kubrick's Code. The various conspiracies and themes are discussed in painstaking detail for the viewer to consider and decide whether or not they subscribe to the belief that Kubrick had been exposed to the ways of the Illuminati and their occult beliefs. The examples provided are backed up with images from the films that support the theory, along with background information on the occult and the origins of their beliefs. That being said, the Audible audiobook is available as a companion guide to consider, alongside the Kubrick's Code book, available on paperback, PDF, iTunes, or Kindle, and the Kubrick's Code video presentation, available through IlluminatiWatcher.com's Gumroad store. Some of the themes are more easily accessible if the listener is able to see the images for themselves, or perhaps witness these Kubrick films enough to be familiar with the content. The project begins with a brief explanation on the background of Stanley Kubrick and his enigmatic ways of filmmaking. The first film discussed is 2001: A Space Odyssey, with its many links to NASA and the alleged fake moon landing conspiracies. We'll also learn about the numerology behind 2001, as well as the true meaning of the Star Child. We'll explore reasons for why the TMA-1 monolith was an embodiment of evil, as well as the importance of the alchemical great work present in the film's message. Learn how 2001 A Space Odyssey was the ultimate Luciferian tale, and how the legend of Prometheus makes itself known. The second film discussed is A Clockwork Orange. We'll take a look at the author, Anthony Burgess, and his psyops background, as well as the history of entertainment as a form of manipulation. The symbolism hidden in this film becomes evident when the all-seeing eye is revealed throughout the film, as well as discussion on MKUltra mind control programming during the Ludovico technique. Kubrick's Nazi ties are exposed as well as the messages of occult duality in the various parts of the movie. The dark hero agenda finds its roots in this film as we see the hidden 666 programming from within. The Baphomet, Darth Vader, and Beethoven are all shown with their ties to the Illuminati in this classic tale of youth gone wild. One of the greatest horror movies of all time is examined with Kubrick's The Shining. In this project, we take a look at many of the theories swirling around it, including the infamous Volkswagen Beetle screw-up and the beef between Stephen King and Stanley Kubrick. Native American genocide and sexual deviancy are obvious in this film when you consider key points of evidence. We'll also learn about the theory of Kubrick's disdain for America and how he inserted the symbolism of it all throughout this movie. Why was Jack Nicholson reading a Playgirl magazine in the lobby of the Overlook Hotel? It's probably the same reason we see Wendy reading about dissociative identity disorders in her home. Freemasonry, Nazis, Jack's Baphomet impersonation, and Jay Widener's infamous Apollo 11 moon landing conspiracy are discussed in order to provide more depth to the conspiracy around The Shining. An exploration of Kubrick films wouldn't be complete without taking a critical look at his final film, Eyes Wide Shut. I'll provide a background on the novel it was based on, along with commentary from other analysts which actually support many of the conspiracy theories surrounding this film. Learn all about the occult obsession with the triple goddess worship and how Nicole Kidman's character fulfills these desires. Tom Cruise and the Church of Scientology also appear to have an underlying thread, as we learn of Alice Harford's lusting of the naval officer that resembles L. Ron Hubbard. Helena Blavatsky, hidden shapeshifters, and the Star of Ishtar are all explained and demonstrated in ways that will make you reconsider the content of this controversial movie. Illuminati bloodlines, Freemasons, Aleister Crowley, and the global elite are all depicted in this film, as well as their parties at the infamous orgy scene at the Rothschilds' mansion called Somerset. No wonder there are theories that Kubrick was killed for releasing this film. Take a second look at Stanley Kubrick and the hidden messages he was trying to convey to the masses through the journey of his most popular films and the project I call Kubrick's Code.
Villains are always more interesting characters. It's very hard to make good people interesting. It's undoubtedly easier and more fun to hold folly and vice up to ridicule than it is to present goodness and say, isn't that wonderful? Why don't you all be that way? Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven.
Learn all about the conspiracy theories and the hidden messages Stanley Kubrick tried to convey about the occult and the Illuminati before his untimely passing.
The Durango 95 purred away, real horror show. A nice, warm, vibratory feeling all through your gutty woods. Soon it was trees and dark, my brothers.
This project lays out examples of scenes and covertly placed messages and themes within Kubrick's films that supports the idea he was privy to the Illuminati secret agenda. Conspiracies about Kubrick filming faked moon landings, MKUltra mind control, sex magic, and occult orgies conducted under the Gnostic Black Mass, and much more.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. Can we be of any help? Well, I suppose you'd like the password.
If you'd like, sir.
Fidelio.
Thank you, sir. We'll run you up to the house.
The works of Kubrick are considered to be some of the greatest films of all time, which proves that the truth is hidden in plain sight.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me! My car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
The new year comes with new ways for pros to save at Lowe's. Like when you're ready to tackle your taxes, we'll help you save up to $100 off federal tax preparation when you file through TurboTax. All you have to do is sign up to become a Lowe's Pro Loyalty member by January 25th, and the savings is yours. This exclusive offer is for new Lowe's Pro Loyalty members only, so sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount valid on select TurboTax services through October 15th. More terms apply. U.S. only.